Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us for Triad Today, a weekly community affairs program on 98.7 Simon. I'm Charlie, your host. One of the most exciting times of the year is upon us. It's Halloween. The costumes, the candy, all the festivities. It's a treat for young and old alike. But unfortunately, it can also be one of the most dangerous times of the year. So how can we keep our kids safe while still letting them have fun? Najee Kirby, the Senior Program Manager for Safe Kids Worldwide, is joining me this morning with some tips to help keep this Halloween safe for everyone. Good morning, Najee.
Good morning, Charlie. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for making the time to talk to us. Najee, Halloween is such a fun and exciting time for most kids. We don't even want to think that there could actually be things about it that are unsafe. But unfortunately, there are. What are some of the dangers that can happen in and around Halloween?
Sure. You know, as you said, Charlie, Halloween is an exciting night, one that some kids look forward to all year long. But in the excitement leading up to the night and the night of, we just want to make sure that kids and families keep safety in mind when it comes to picking a costume, planning their neighborhood walking route, or also when they're just planning to stay at home and have Halloween fun together as a family. Because many things can happen, and we want to prevent any unintentional injuries from taking place.
Well, let's first talk about Halloween costumes. They sure have changed since the ones that I wore back in the 80s, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
The yes. Masks, the plastic, all of
exactly.
That.
Exactly, yes. They have changed a lot. Some are more elaborate and with lots of pieces and parts to them. So yes, definitely have changed.
What are some of the things we should look for when selecting a costume for our kids?
When selecting a costume, you want to make sure that it's the right size for your child. You want to, because you want to prevent trips and falls, whether you're around the house or on the street. And also for greater visibility, decorate costumes and bags with reflective tape or stickers. And if possible, choose light colored clothing if that's a part of the costume. And also, you know, we know that COVID is still here, and if you're wearing a face mask to protect from COVID, you can make them a part of your costume even. Think like a surgeon or a superhero. But you also want to remember that it should not be decorated with paint or magic markers, as they can be toxic and you don't want to breathe those in. So those are some of the things that you should think about when selecting a costume.
So big and elaborate might seem cool, but it might not be the best idea to have like a box for a robot head or a very long witch's dress that could drag, something like that, correct?
Exactly. And again, it's just we want to prevent trips and falls, just things from happening that shouldn't happen.
What are some options for parents to use instead of masks that kids might, you know, masks make it hard to see. So what are some options that we can do instead?
Parents can choose non-toxic face paint and makeup whenever possible to ensure that kids can see. Because again, like you said, a full face Halloween mask can obstruct a child's vision. And again, we want to make sure that they're able to walk unobstructed and also to be aware of what's around them. So face paint and makeup are great options.
So we've got our safe costume and we're ready to head out into the neighborhood. And the kids are so excited. So what do we need to tell them about cars and streets and things before we head out?
Absolutely, Charlie. This is so important because many may not know, but children are twice as likely to be hit on Halloween than any other day of the year. So we really want to remind people to have kids carry glow sticks or flashlights to help them see and be seen by drivers. Remember to cross the street at corners. Use the traffic signals and crosswalks. Look left, right, and left again when crossing, and keep looking as you cross, again, just staying aware of your surroundings, and always walk on sidewalks and paths when they're available. Also important is to put your electronic devices down. We know kids have phones and want to listen to their music and just kind of do their thing, but it's important to keep their heads up and walk and don't run across the street. But again, taking those electronic devices out so that you can be aware is important. And then also watching for cars. You know, cars will still be out and about, and we want to make sure that you're watching when they're turning or backing up. So, and also teach your children to never dart out into the street or to cross between parked cars, and especially careful around driveways and alleys as they're kind of walking around the neighborhood for trick-or-treating.
And one thing that you mentioned, you know, about carrying flashlights and reflective tape, most Halloween costumes are dark colors. They're black, they're dark purple, dark blue, whatever. So kids are really hard to see. And if someone is out, you know, just driving along, they may not be able to see you unless you've got some kind of a light with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want to just make sure you're being safe and being seen. And on Halloween night, also, it's a good time to remind drivers, you know, be especially alert. Take extra time to look for kids at intersections and on medians. You know, children are excited on Halloween and may move in unpredictable ways. So you just want to be alert. Take the extra time to look for kids at intersections and things like that. And slow down in the residential neighborhoods. You know, families of kids will be all about all in the neighborhoods. And remember that, you know, the popular trick-or-treating hours are usually kind of 5:30 p.m. to 9:30. So be extra careful around those times. Also, as you're entering and exiting driveways and alleyways, again, because that's where kids will be or may be as they're getting around during the evening, and reduce any distractions inside your car. You know, you don't want to be talking your phone. Again, kids can be unpredictable on this night, so we just want to make sure that everyone is staying alert and aware.
It's also probably important to make sure, you know, this year, Halloween is on a Sunday. And some communities may be doing their actual official trick-or-treating on Saturday night or on Sunday night. But that whole weekend, pay attention because the kids could be out at any time, and lots of them.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm speaking with Neji Kirby of Safe Kids Worldwide. Neji, at what age are kids ready to trick-or-treat by themselves?
Sure. So that's a decision that families kind of have to make. And usually it's made generally based on a child's development level. So for instance, we usually say to not let your child cross the street alone until about the age of 10, because that's the age when many kids are able to judge car traffic and speed. You know, but again, this will vary child to child. So it's up to the parent to make that decision. But if your child is mature enough to be out without supervision, you know, remember to tell them to stick to familiar areas that are well lit, stay on the sidewalks if available, and, you know, and trick or treat in their small groups.
Neji, a lot of teen kids like to have friends over and do like a home party instead of trick or treating. What safety things should we be considering when we're having a Halloween party at our house?
Sure. Yeah, we know that teens like to do that, as well as because of COVID, many families have kind of established their friend and family bubbles. So if they do decide to keep the Halloween festivities indoors, some things to remember are to use glow sticks to light up your jack-o'-lanterns instead of candles, because this will prevent burns, you know, from open flames. Again, keep decorations away from open flames, light bulbs, and or heaters. You know, sometimes Halloween, it gets cool in the night, and paper decorations and things like corn stalks and stuff like that can catch fire easily. And in that same route, you want to double check to make sure your smoke alarms are working correctly. Review your fire escape plan with your family just in case there is a fire. And also another thing that families may not think about is storing household cleaning products. You know, if you have older kids and smaller kids kind of around enjoying the festivities, a lot of us now, because of COVID, again, have additional cleaning products and disinfectants in the house. And young kids are often at eye level where those items are. So just remember to keep the cleaning supplies as well as the hand sanitizers where children can't reach them. And the other piece of that is to save the poison help number in your phone just in case there is an emergency. And that number is an easy number to remember. It's 1-800-222-1222.
And I want to reiterate something that you mentioned, because this has changed a lot since we were kids. You know, it seems used to be that all Halloween decorations involved a candle of some sort or, you know, in your pumpkin and to make things creepy and all that kind of stuff. But there are a lot of other options these days that you can use that are much safer, right?
Exactly, exactly. The glow sticks or the, the other light candles that are battery operated.
Yeah, they make flameless candles that look absolutely authentic.
Exactly.
So much safer.
Exactly, exactly.
We're still in a pandemic, and we do want our kids to stay healthy while they're having fun. What extra precautions do you recommend?
Sure. Well, you know, it's always important to adhere to kind of the public health and safety guidelines that are set forth by the CDC and also by your local and state entities. You know, but ultimately it's what parents and families are comfortable with. So, you know, some things to think about are if you're trick-or-treating with your family, you know, stay with your family or in your small groups. Again, like we said, many people have kind of developed their own bubbles. Avoiding the larger groups, keeping your distance. Some of the things that we've been just used to as we've managed through the pandemic. And also when you come back with all the candy, remember, you know, remind kids to wash their hands, you know, before digging into any of their treats. Also, if you're giving out treats, some of the things that you consider sitting outside and lining up individually prepackaged goodies on tables for children to take. And also non-edible treats are good options because a lot of children, you know, have different food allergies. And again, if you don't want to be outside this Halloween, some of the most memorable and safest Halloween memories can be made at home together as well. Whether you're pumpkin decorating, you have a costume movie night, you bake Halloween themed treats. You could have a scavenger hunt, you know, in your home or in your yard. So there's lots of ways that you can celebrate Halloween safely, having fun indoors or outdoors.
Neji Kirby from Safe Kids Worldwide is my guest this morning. Neji, Halloween is kind of the kickoff to the holiday season, and we want everyone making good memories and staying safe through the next couple of months. While parents are preparing for all of the traveling and the festivities, what are a few things that they should keep in mind?
Sure. On traveling, we want to remind folks to remember to buckle up every ride, every time, whether it's a long trip to visit family or just around the corner to the mall. And remember, when traveling in large group, all vehicle occupants need to be in their own seatbelt or car seat. And again, even for short trips. We also know the holiday season, the shopping centers get packed. And so shopping center parking lots are busier. We want to make sure that we're watching out for distracted pedestrians and drivers who may not be paying attention, especially when they're backing out of parking spaces. And for parents of teens, reminding them to be extra alert during the holiday season when conditions are more challenging, you know, even for experienced drivers. And, you know, again, distractions, being committed to keeping your electronics out of your hand. You know, no text message or playlist is worth the risk. So make sure that you're not distracted and expect the unexpected. You know, you never know when you may have to stop abruptly. So you want to make sure as you are kind of getting gifts and in the holiday spirit, that you keep large gifts, foods, anything that can be a projectile in the trunk so that it doesn't fly around should something happen in your car. So just those are a couple of things to just remember as people are out and about during the holiday season and traveling.
You mentioned talking to teen kids about like the traffic and things like that. I know that our 14-year-old is about to take driver's ed, and we've been starting to get him doing some things, practicing a little driving. And I try to explain to him that I've been driving for way longer than many, many, many years. And they're at Christmas time and in the mall parking lots and around that area. I don't even like to be in that mess because people are just so preoccupied with where they need to go and what they need to do and everything else that, like, it's just crazy. So that's definitely a very good thing to point out to your kids if they're going to be out driving around during the busy holiday season.
Yes, absolutely. And even the holiday season, and especially too on Halloween night, if you have teen drivers that are out, you know, again, there's going to be lots of kids walking around, perhaps darting out on, you know, not knowing. And so you just want to make sure that they're careful all the time.
Absolutely. And speaking of teen drivers, or it's actually Teen Driver Safety Awareness Week is coming up soon, right?
Yes, Teen Driver Safety Awareness Week is October 17th, begins October 17th through the 23rd. And that is just a week where we are encouraging parents to have conversations with their teens about the importance of being safe behind the wheel. We know that it's new and it's fun and it's learning for kids. So just reminding them to be safe, to pay attention to their speeding, to not be distracted in their cars. So there are a lot of programs and things that will be going on across the country during this week, and lots of messaging and things like that. So we just want to make sure that parents use this week to really speak to their kids about being safe behind the wheel.
You know, when you're trying to, for any parents out there who haven't done this yet, when you're trying to teach a teenager how to drive, we've been doing it for so long, you forget that everything doesn't just come naturally to you. And so remember, you know, to point out the things, especially the things that are important for safety, things like using your turn signals, the distance between you and the car in front of you, all of those kind of things. You know, that's, I think, a lot of the accidents that kids get into are because they're ignoring some of the simplest things about driving.
Right. And yes, and exactly. It's just their inexperience and not being used to it. And, you know, motor vehicle crashes are the leading cause of death for teens 15 to 18 in the United States. So this is why this is so important. And just the reminder that, you know, parents can be the biggest influencers on teen choices behind the wheel. So again, it's just taking the time to talk with them, to show them, and to be the role model when you're behind the wheel. Buckle up, you know, put your phones down, because they are, you know, your kids are paying attention.
Yes, especially when they're getting closer to that driving age and when you're trying to tell them what you need to do to be a safe driver, but then you're not doing any of those things. You know, sometimes we all have to remind ourselves when your text message goes off, you want to answer it right away, but you have to remember, I'm driving, that can wait. You know, and like you said, they're watching you. They're watching everything that you do. So you need to be the first person that sets a good example for them is you.
Exactly. Exactly. And no message, no phone call is kind of worth what could potentially happen.
Do you have any final words that you'd like to share with our listeners?
You know, again, just that it's important to keep safety in mind, not only during the holidays, but also year round. Parents can find a parent guide. We have a family activity book, tip sheets, fact sheets, and many other resources to help keep you and your family safe on the road, at home, and at play that can be found on our Safe Kids website. And that website is www.safekids.org.
I have such great memories of being a kid at Halloween and through the following holiday season. And just by taking a few moments to put some safety tips in motion, you and your family can make this year one to remember for all the right reasons. Neji, tell us again where people can go to review the things that we've talked about and get some more information on keeping their kids safe.
Absolutely. Parents can go to www.safekids.org for information about all things safety. And parents can also visit the CDC and, you know, sites like the American Academy of Pediatrics for other Halloween safety guidelines as well.
Neji Kirby, the Senior Program Manager for Safe Kids Worldwide, thank you so much for joining us this morning and for sharing these great tips to help keep our kids safe this year.
Thank you so much, Charlie, for having me.
And if you have a nonprofit organization, cause, or charity event coming up that you'd like to be featured on the program, please send an email to charlie@987simon.com. That's C-H-A-R-L-E-Y at 987simon.com. And if you'd like to hear a replay of this program, you can find it under the On Demand section of the podcast tab at 987simon.com. I'm Charlie, and you're listening to Triad Today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.